The latest is that the military took power, and now they are trying to talk to everybody. So the civil society, they're talking also to the politicians, they're talking to whoever is interested in the well-being of Gabon and the well-being of the Gabonese people. And from there, they are trying to redo the constitution. If I heard them carefully, they tried to pick up the constitution of 1991, but they're going to adjust it a little bit better in order to make sure that no one will take advantage or will twist it or change it the way that they've been changing for a couple of years for personal interest. And so it seems that the country is calm. The people are still rejoicing. The people are still enjoying what happened because, like I said, we've been under the rule of one family for almost five decades. They found 500 billions of franc CFA that they were able to recover. So he promised that he will take care of their retired people because in Gabon, for those couple of months, people who retired were not paid their due. So he said that that's the first thing he's going to do on Monday. Now there's a lot of going on, but I'm hoping that everything will continue to go well and that the Gabonese people in the long run will be satisfied.
So as we said, the military leader will be sworn in on Monday. He said over the weekend that he will not be rushed to get to elections, even though everyone, including the African Union, are saying that the military needs to turn the country over to democratic rule. It seems to me what you're saying, there's some satisfaction among you, the civil society and opposition people, based on his promises?
Well, I think the civil society are satisfied. I don't know if the opposition is satisfied, but like he said, right now there is no majority and there is no opposition. We are all Gabonese, and what he's trying to do is that he's trying to put back Gabon to his feet because everything has been really neglected, and so we need to put Gabon back on his feet. I know also that he said that he will not be rushed, but at the same time, he said that he's not interesting in governing Gabon per se, but he's interesting in putting Gabon back on track. And as soon as that process is going to be done, what I'm hearing is 2 years max, minimum a year. So he need that time in order to give it back to civilians. And the other things that I want to say is that the army is supposed to protect a nation and is supposed to protect the goods of that nation. I think he's conscious of that. So even though he will have a year or 2 years to do whatever he wants to do, I think that there will be some politician involved. There will be civil society also involved. So I don't think it's the army that will govern on those 1 or 2 years alone.
Thank you so much again. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so very much for listening.